All right, it's time to give due diligence to the salmon fishermen again this week. Josh from Indian Country Sports and Lots, what's crack-a-lackin', my friend?
You know, not a whole lot other than there's being fish caught. I got the news. I've been out fishing and got 13 in the last 2 days.
Wow.
And a couple other guys been getting a couple here and there. And nice-sized coho. Haven't bumped in any kings yet, but hey, a four-pound coho is good eating in my book.
It's my favorite. It's actually my absolute favorite. So, last time we talked to you, though, you were headed to some Lake Michigan tributaries now and then. Are the reports you're giving us right now, is that for the Keweenaw Bay area?
Yeah, Keweenaw Bay. Yeah, I did really well down in the Lake Michigan area also last weekend.
So, let's talk about that real quick, just to clarify. Were you bumping kings mostly down on the Lake Michigan rivers?
It was a pretty good mix of everything, really. I brought home a 5.5 pound brown, 5 pound steelhead, let a few other steelhead go, and I wasn't able to land a big king, but I had four of them on, and the water was pretty high, so if anyone's ever hooked into one of them 20 pound plus kings in the river, they understand that, you know, if you're batting 300 with catching them, then you're doing pretty good. So
yep. No doubt.
Pink salmon in there, too.
You did still have pinks in there. Interesting.
Yeah, I caught 15 in one day. They're just cruising around in the shallows and kind of hanging around more than going up to the river, you know.
All right. Well, what kind of tactics were you using for those fish down there?
You know, I just chuck and duck, they call it. I use the fly rod, fly reel, and spool it up with 12-pound mono and hooks, sinker about 8 inches between the two, and just try to stay in contact with bottom and really drift fishing, you know, try to keep a natural drift while staying in contact with bottom. It's challenging, but it really is my best way of hooking them fish for me.
No, it is by far the most deadly method in Michigan waters, generally speaking, for hooking into anadromous fish. No doubt in my mind. And I use a running line instead of monofilament, which is just a little easier on your fingers and you can see it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I got splits all up and down my fingers, but it's worth it.
So the biggest key to that, so folks know, though, is changing your weight. Change that split shot, take away as much as you need to. Don't be lazy.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, don't get complacent with your fishing style. You know, 5 feet of river is different than the other 5 feet of the river. I've probably got 6 or 7 different size sinkers, and if I can get away with running one sinker, then perfect. You know, in that 2 foot water, like a number 5, and if I move up and at the tail end of the current where it kind of pushes heavier down, then I go one size up, then I'll go, you know, to like a 4. So
we'll stick around for the rest of our conversation with Josh from Indian Country Sports and Lots. We'll finish up his Lake Michigan River salmon fishing review and switch over to his salmon fishing up on Keweenaw Bay. Plus, we'll see what he's hearing about grouse numbers and bear in the Berger County area. Well, that'll be coming up later this hour, our next outdoor report. Right here on The Outdoor Show.